So I'm holding down the fort on my own today. And now I'm joined by Frederick Foote, who is a retired Navy physician and poet, whose book, Medic Against Bomb, has just been released. And it's already won the 2013 Grayson Books Poetry Prize, which has to be some kind of record, I think. Not just content to write poetry, Fred also directs the Warrior Poetry Project, edits poetry for O Dark 30, the magazine of the Veterans Writing Project, and manages the Green Road, a half-mile-long healing garden for wounded warriors in Bethesda. Fred is here with me now in the studio. Thank you for braving the rain.
Joe, it's a privilege to be here.
And congratulations on your book.
It's a thrill.
I bet it is. Now, how did you win a prize when it just got released?
Most books of poetry in the United States, a press will do a competition, and you enter, you pay $20, and you enter. So Grayson Books is a publisher in Connecticut. They had a competition of 200 manuscripts, and I got lucky and won.
I can see exactly why you did. It really is it's such a thorough book, heartbreaking book of poetry, tough. And in looking at it, I was surprised at how many of the poems deal with Iraqi casualties, which one doesn't typically see in people writing, at least in the United States, about the wars.
That probably makes it unusual, and that goes back to the cruise of the hospital ship Comfort in 2003 when we went to the initial invasion of Iraq. And we got a lot of our own wounded warriors as patients on our hospital ship, but we also got 400 wounded Iraqis. And so it was kind of a multicultural aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. And you decided that that was one of the things you were going to write about.
I wrote about every wounded person that came across my door, and of course the wounded warriors are first in your heart, but it's very important to understand the enemy are people too, and a lot of the Iraqis were wounded men, old men, women, and children. So, you know, you want to remember war hurts a lot of innocent people.
Now, were you writing at the time when you were on the ship, Fred, or what was it when you came home and began to process what had happened?
For a doctor to do war medicine is very, very tough, and I wasn't able to write one line while I was dealing with the patients on the hospital ship. I had to come back and let it get a little less intense in order to write the poem. So I started after I returned.
It must be, it seems, I don't know, so contradictory to be a doctor in the midst of war and, you know, where the point is to blow people up and here you are trying to put them back together.
You can't make that an easy choice, but someone who goes out to try to help the wounded is going to do more good than if nobody was there.
Absolutely, of course.
And then, you know, our nation's leadership decides whether to have the war or not, not the soldiers. So even if you oppose the war, you should still be in favor of our troops who are trying to defend us from great dangers. One very wise person said to me, those who are not behind our troops are allowed to go stand in front of them.
No, of course, that makes sense. But as someone who is committed to saving lives,
yes,
you're in the midst of a theater of war, it just has to be so difficult.
It is. It's hard. Now, of course, you know, the ones who are really suffering are the patients, but when you're doing war medicine and large numbers of casualties just come in, you're always overwhelmed. You're kind of doing miracles. You're at the top of your game, and you can't believe you did such great healing. But the tide of suffering is so huge in a modern war that it's like throwing a cup of water into a lake.
Yeah.
And it is a very difficult kind of medicine to do, and my heart goes out to my colleagues who are still overseas and doing that.
Can we hear one of your poems from Medic Against Bomb?
Sure, yeah, okay. I'd love to.
Which one?
I think some of your readers may know that our soldiers now, wounded, they don't have bullet wounds. They have brain injury from explosion of bombs, or they have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's why the book's called Medic Against Bomb. I'm a medic. I'm against any kind of bomb. So that's the title there. And I'm going to slip in that the book's website is the title, medicagainstbomb.com. So let me do a poem for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a wounded soldier with PTSD. Okay, it's called Rock Creek PTSD, And it's called that because the old Walter Reed, we now have a new one, but the old Walter Reed Army Hospital was located right next to Rock Creek Park in Washington, and the soldiers would go there for to be in a nature environment. But sometimes they would have troubled visions. So this is called Rock Creek PTSD. Rock Creek tumbles as daylight ends. Its water pours over straits and bends, flinging its way through spouts and flumes as human fortune collides with doom. Tumult issued in roaring sounds clears the mist as the rush tilts down tough freezing deeps and pernicious bogs bleakly featured with fallen logs. You soothed my suffering mind before, and how I wish you were not transformed. Turned so fatal in each detail, your clean, bright energy leached and paled. I shun like fever's ferocities, such haunted boulders and frightened trees. All over the creek an expanse of foam, quick jets like blood, flying chips like bone. You carved your wish in Fallujah's ear, and twilight echoed as it does here. How many heroes in those harsh days fell into your flood and were borne away? Rock Creek, measure of all my fears, I curse your crying with my own tears. Fury sweeping across this ground, return my brother whom you have drowned.
What a reading.
Thank you.
Did you begin to write? Let me rephrase that. You began to write when you got back, but was it as a way to process? How did the poetry come to be?
My poetry was actually my first love when I was a teenager, but I gave it up for a number of years, and it came back with a rush in 1995, kind of kicked in the door on me. So since then, I've been writing regularly each day and publishing a fair amount of poems. A lot of the ones in the book have appeared in a lot of national magazines. So I also write different kinds of spiritual poetry. I write medical poetry, and my latest poems are about coal trains.
As in John, or sometimes?
This is my next manuscript, which I still have to polish, but it starts out being about actual trains that carry coal. Then Coltrane becomes a person who's kind of an American everyman, and then he morphs into John Coltrane. So it's a book that talks about our country.
Oh,
more for that one when it's published.
Tailor-made for this show, I might point out.
Yeah, love to. Thanks very much.
You know, you pointed out that one thing about this war is the amount of PTSD that veterans are suffering from. And the other thing is that people, mercifully, are surviving more and more terrible, terrible injuries, which, of course, is a good thing. But that's another thing that makes this war so different,
right?
Because of the survivors and often the grievous physical as well as emotional injuries that they and their families bear.
Yep. That's true. And the interesting thing is that this whole terrible war has actually helped us advance in medicine, because it turns out for PTSD, the most effective treatments are not pills and surgery. They're making art and being in a garden or nature environment.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. When did you begin to see the connection between the two?
I probably have been working on it for about 15 years. At first, it was not a real popular thing in the military. I should state that I do not speak for the government, although I do holistic medicine programs at Walter Reed National Military Hospital here in Washington. But it got more intense when we developed a big project to build a new hospital in 2006. And I just stuck around and was a source of ideas and getting programs up and running. We call it holistic care, and the most powerful ones that we're working on right now is art making, music making, and then being in the nature environment.
And what have you seen?
We're getting them better that way. The Wounded Soldiers Report, at the moment we have one of the nation's biggest healing arts programs at Walter Reed that we created.
Is that the NICO?
That NICO is part of it. It's one of our art studios, and we have a wonderful art therapist there named Melissa Walker, as well as other great therapists there. And I worked on the NICO for a while. But it's also throughout the hospital. And basically, we have many, many paid and volunteer artists and residents who come and help the families and warriors just make art and music. And the warriors tell us consistently that of all the things in their treatment, it is the art and music making that is the most powerful for their recovery.
And you were not surprised by this at all.
I think we all know in our hearts that making art can heal trauma. But we need proof. And another interesting thing at Walter Reed is that we've acquired $250,000 and more all the time to do research to prove that the art and music making and also being in the healing garden heal the body. And we expect to have very, very powerful proof of that within 3 years.
That's fantastic. I would also think it is a way for veterans to be able to make a bridge to their families, because what they've experienced while they were in a war arena is not normal by anybody else's, you know, lives, but yet that it's what they experienced. It became normalized for them. And how do you talk about that with your family?
Very interesting, and I think you're 100% right. And the art is a bridge to helping the family cope with the sufferings and wounds of war together. This is just one more way that families have a lot of problems, and one of them is, as you said, they can't talk about it. But if you can get art going, we also have the families make art, and it really does help start some of that healing communication.
Can we have another poem
sure.
of yours?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Okay.
And this one, again, is about a wounded soldier, and it's called The Man in the Wound. Quiet the ward. Quiet the dressing cart now. Quiet the morphine drip, blessed easer of pain. Turning his head as I pass, he says, "Hi, Doc." Asks if I'm working too hard. I look beat, overstrained. His wound came at Nasiriyah, and I was not there to shield him from bullets and flame, being safe in the rear, yet his thought is always of me. The nurse or the friend, sometimes even the enemy soldier, he glimpses or hears. With arms laid waste, he finds no reason to hate. His comrades now are all who grieved and withstood. Just as the wound proclaims, the hell all have made, the man in the wound is raised, shown peaceful and good.
It's Frederick Foote. It's from his new book, Medic Against Bomb, A Doctor's Poetry of War. Now, you're going to be in Baltimore this week.
It is, and one of the neat things about this book is that we're using it to promote healing of wounded warriors through art and through nature. And we are raising money for the Walter Reed programs in these areas by selling the book. So we'll be at the Baltimore Book Fair for 3 days, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And all the books sold will benefit these programs to heal wounded warriors. And we'll have several dozen contributed, where 100% of the cost of the book gets donated to the Green Road Healing Garden Project. So we really hope to see folks up there. We really want to help communities to organize art and garden projects to heal their veterans, because you don't have to be a doctor to use these forms of healing for PTSD. A community can just decide to get their artists together, give free art and music lessons to the veterans who live there, or they can make a healing garden project and invite the vets to take part. And, we can show them how to do that from our experience at Walter Reed. Maryland Citizens for the Arts and other groups is helping us to organize engagements like that throughout the state of Maryland. We're kind of using the book to show people that art can heal and that they need not be afraid to pitch in and help the vets. So in these ways, the book is quite an adventure of helping and in the community as well. I'm happy to come to any listener's group in their community, do a performance of the poem so you feel familiar with the problems, and then help you figure out how you may do art and nature in your community to help your vets.
And I think especially with these wars, because, I mean, really, have ever so few people done so much while the rest of us are at the mall?
And everyone is dying to help. But civilians
but
may
feel. But
we
don't know how, exactly.
Yeah, you may not feel familiar, but the poetry is so compressed that within 5 minutes of reading some of these poems, you get in the head of a wounded soldier. You can understand how you can help. And then with art and nature, you can actually do big-time healing.
And again, the website for the book is?
It's www.medicagainstbomb.com. It's called that because as a medic, I'm against any kind of bomb. So it's Medic Against Bomb.
Frederick Foote, it's a great book of poetry. Your work, I know, is absolutely outstanding. We'll have to have you come back.
I will come back anytime for you, Joe.
Thank you so much.